This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Cold weather has caused problems for parts of Colorado's electricity grid, similar to struggles making headlines in Texas. But CPR's Sam Brash reports it's not just about frozen wind turbines.
Steve Rolstad is a spokesperson for the Platte River Power Authority, a utility serving northern Colorado. He says the cold snap did freeze one of its wind farms, but it also restricted natural gas. Platte River gets its natural gas from Xcel Energy. The company says it limited supply due to the cold weather. Rolstad says that restriction has since been lifted and the wind farm is back online. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Colorado Mesa University had to turn to public transportation to get some COVID-19 samples to a lab after bad weather caused them to go astray. CPR's Stina Sieg explains.
CMU has a robust testing program, including testing campus wastewater for COVID-19. These vials usually get to a Loveland lab via FedEx, but a winter storm delayed FedEx planes. So CMU Vice President John Marshall called up the Colorado Department of Transportation. Marshall says CDOT has volunteered to take the vials for free on Bustang. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
New aerial surveys suggest that infestations of spruce and Douglas fir beetles decreased in 2020, but the beetles are still a major threat to Colorado forests. The state's ongoing drought makes it harder for trees to defend themselves. Much of the state can expect some snow today. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.